Leave Your Dignity at the Tone. Written by the Artful Dodger and narrated by Jocunda Sykes. Pairing Draco and Harry. Rating T. For the Microfic prompt first time.
This is Harry. Can't come to the phone right now. Leave a message.
Leave a message? How in Merlin's name am I supposed to do that? Potter! You took my quill home from the office and it's really important that I get it back. Potter, I'm calling you and I don't hear you. I need my quill back. Are you there? I think your phone is broken. Fuck it. I'm sending an owl.
Hey, it's Harry. Sorry I missed you. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Do you ever answer this thing? Why do you own a telephone if you're not going to answer it when I call? Listen, I need help with the report on the potion's confiscation last week. I may have lost track of a few vials. I need you to come over. My flue's open, just let yourself in. I've pizza and that disgusting IPA you like so much, if that helps.
It's Harry. Leave a message and I'll do my best to get back to you as soon as I can.
Potter, I'm at the restaurant but I don't see you yet. I'm at a table in the back. I've ordered you a drink, but I don't know if it's the right one, and the waiter was just staring at me, and I'm sitting here all alone. I've never been to a Muggle restaurant before, and you're late. Oh, Salazar, are you standing me up? Potter! I knew this was a terrible idea. I shouldn't have even... Oh, there you are at the door. Please disregard. Delete. Delete message. Harry, you're here!
Hey, it's Harry. Please leave a message. Unless it's Draco. No more messages. You're forbidden from leaving any more answer phone messages, babe. I will see that you called and I will call you back. I promise.
Harry, I don't know what I've done to deserve a passive-aggressive call-out in your answer phone message recording. The way I think about it, you can hear my beautiful voice whenever you want with the press of a button. Anyway, I'm making spaghetti for dinner and forgot the wine. You remember the Cabernet we both liked last week? You could be a deer and pick one up on the way home. I promise your reward will be an equal value to your efforts. I'm wearing an apron right now. Just an apron. See you soon, Harry.
Speak.
Listen, Harry, I need to... No, Pansy, I'm not drunk. Stop it. Let me have it. Harry, this is Draco. As I was saying before I was interrupted by this unbearable wench, I need to talk to you about the other night. I didn't mean what I said. I didn't mean it at all. I was stupid. So stupid. So stupid. Harry, I love... Pansy, you bitch!
I'm sorry. This voicemail box is currently full. Please leave a message for...
Harry Potter.
After the tone.
Harry, it's Draco. Please call me back. I miss you.
Hey, it's Harry. Leave a message.
Harry, it's Draco. It's Thursday and I've just...
Hello?
Harry?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
What do you want?
Oh, this is awkward. Because you see, I actually wrote a message, but it's a bit one-sided seeing as how you never answer my calls. I wasn't expecting to have a conversation.
Well, I suppose you can pretend it's an answer phone message?
That's ridiculous.
Fine, if you don't want to.
Wait. All right.
It's Harry. Leave a message. Beep?
Hi. Harry, it's me, Draco. It's Thursday. I went to that coffee shop today and I saw a man at the counter that I thought was you. The more I looked at him, though, I realised he doesn't have your lovely curls or your beautiful skin. His smile was much too straight, and it didn't compare to your adorable crooked grin that I still see in my dreams. He was much too short, too, and Harry, when he turned around, he didn't take my breath away like you do. And it hurt. I miss you so much. I was a proper ass before, and I'm so sorry. I know you weren't perfect, but we were something good, I think. Don't you think so, Harry? I do. So I'm calling and I'm leaving a message for the millionth time to tell you that I miss you and I love you. And I'm sorry, Harry, for messing this up.
Draco?
Yes?
You are definitely a proper arse.
Yes. And I'm truly immeasurably sorry. But if you'll let me through the wards, I can make it up to you, I promise. I can't. can make it up to you if you give me another chance.
Draco?
Please. I'm a mess without you.
Draco, I never even changed the wards.
The end.